Back on September 10th, 1988, Billboard launched the Modern Rock Radio Chart. Reach out, touch space. Featuring the top 30 songs receiving airplay on alternative radio. On September 10th, 1994, that chart expanded to 40 songs. Give it away, give it away now. Give it away. In 2009, they renamed the chart Alternative. Join me, DJ BK, as we recount all of the classic songs that topped the Alternative chart.
And here we are, another seemingly forgotten number one. Modern Rock, you're full of gems. I think it's best that we keep mining. We are now at the week of February 29th, leap year, 1992. Now, I went to the movies around this time because I distinctly remember seeing this movie in theaters. Probably one of my earliest movie memories, topping the box office in the middle of a multi-week run. At number one was the SNL-based comedy Wayne's World.
Every time you see this one incredible woman, you think you're gonna hurl.
I say hurl. If you blow chunks and she comes back, she's yours. If you spew and she bolts, it was never meant to be.
Okay.
Sitting at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 this week was Mr. Big with To Be With You. Totally forgot about this song. Perhaps it's a mental block. Going to number one on the Modern Rock chart on the week of February 29th, 1992, for the first of an impressive five consecutive weeks, was the Icelandic alternative rock group The Sugar Cubes with their song, Hit. Obviously, one must recognize the vocals on this track as those of Bjork. They're just so distinctive. Bjork, of course, fronted the Sugar Cubes before embarking on her wildly successful solo career. Hit comes from the Sugar Cubes' third and final studio album, Stick Around for Joy. Released in early 1992 on Elektra Records, Hit was the lead single and the band's most successful release. Not only did it go to number one on Modern Rock, it also peaked at number 17 on the UK singles chart. Hit was Bjork's attempt to craft a love song, but in typical Bjork fashion, it is anything but straightforward. Speaking with Melody Maker magazine in 1992, Bjork said, "I tried, I really did, but with a sense of humor. I want it to be gross and powerful because it's contrary to what people think when they fall in love." The main idea of the song seems to be a woman laying in bed expressing that this was not supposed to happen. She seems not pleased with her situation, and it's pretty unclear why. Maybe the man doesn't love her back, or maybe she herself just doesn't like the feeling of being in love. I I'm probably going to butcher this, but Einar Benediktsson, the group's male vocalist, does a rap in the song where he wonders just what happened. It's kind of like the male response to Bjork's vocals. Love may have been practiced for a million years, but it still just doesn't make sense to either side. Now you can get this song as a UK 7-inch single with the B-side Theft, a 12-inch single with Theft as well, and an instrumental of the track Hit, as well as the album track Leash called Love, which would go on to be a subsequent single, and the UK CD single with Theft, the instrumental Hit, and another instrumental called Chihuahua. Be sure to check out Hit wherever it is that you get your music, and check me out on Twitter at DJBKRetro, and be sure to tune in again next time for the next song to go number one on the Modern Rock chart.